have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Indeed, and that is the question, where do you want to be? This is Dr. Kaz, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for hitting that play button. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be in your world, wherever you are. I want to thank you for hitting that play button and listening to another episode where we indeed look to move that needle in your life. In fact, it is my intention, my mission, my purpose to move you from point A all the way to that pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. And you get to define that pot of gold. We're not talking about moving from point A to point B. That's the other guys. All right? We want to go all the way. We want to make those quantum leaps, those big, huge leaps in our lives, because it's absolutely possible and it doesn't take any more effort. What it does take is a willingness to do what is necessary to move yourself. But this show is about inspiration. This show is about success. This show is about whole life prosperity. And I'd like to begin today just with a shout out to the youngest member of the group that I am working with now. Anybody can join the group anytime, and it's not always a group. We do a lot of one-on-one, because of the value-added services that we offered. But I have a 20-year-old young man. I'm not going to share any names now, and I'm not going to share what he's done, but I've been working with him for about 3 weeks and has just absolutely smashed it. He's a rock star. He's my inspiration and has really moved the needle in his life after working with me for only about 3 weeks right now, like I said. So some great big wins. You know who you are. Hopefully you're listening. Really proud of you. So that's really, really cool. And just want to say, if you want to experience those kind of wins in your life, those big wins that feel really, really, really good, hey, reach out. Shoot me a message. Send me an email. Shoot me a text. My phone number's all over social media. It's on the website. Just reach out. Let's schedule some time to talk about your dream, your goal. What is it you want? Oh my gosh, I could do every show just on that topic, because it is painful to see people that die with this, still with their music still in them, or that people, those people that are going through the motions every day, the unconscious competence, the zombies walking around in our midst that want something more. They want something more. They have a dream. Or maybe they did have a dream. Maybe they buried it and rejected it because they didn't think it was possible for their lives. Or maybe, just maybe, that's you. Maybe, just maybe, you're stuck and you don't know why you're stuck. Maybe maybe, just maybe, you wake up and realize, you know, all I'm doing is I'm trading my life. My life. To build someone else's dream in return for a paycheck. Now that may be fine if you absolutely love, love, love what you're doing and you got some great balance in your life. Because remember, we talked about yesterday that whole life prosperity, that whole wheel being balanced in the areas of time and money, freedom and relationships and health and all the way around. But if you're just miserable day in and day out, and you have some longing and discontent that is seeking to be satisfied through you, that's your purpose. That's what you're here for. Please, please, please stop ignoring it. There is more. There is more for you, absolutely, positively more for you. And being comfortable, just being comfortable, should be no one's ultimate goal. If you're still breathing, there is more for you to be, do, and have, and to share, and to shine with this world. If we're not growing, if we're not creating, we're decaying. So listen. That's one of the first steps, is to listen, is to get quiet and listen and ask, what's next for me? Just listen. Get into the habit of examining, what do I want? Now, I always kid around when I do this exercise with people. I say, hey, pretend like you're standing in line. The lottery, the Mega Millions, the Powerball in the United States here is what we call it. And I don't know what they have all around the world. But when that jackpot and whatever lottery you may or invest in or risk, I should say, your money in, when that gets up to $500 million or $1 billion and you're standing in line to buy a ticket, well, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? What do you want? What is that desire? What's on that list that you're standing in line that you're going to give to Santa Claus, right, at Christmas time? But let's go further than that. Let's sit down and think about what we want. But what do we really want? What are we ignoring? What are we rejecting? There are so many people. So many that wear the veil of happy and gladness. But just behind that curtain, there's sadness, there's depression, there's unfulfilled dreams, there's desires that so many, if not most, have given up on. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You see, at one time we wanted to live this dream, but we suppressed it, right? We didn't express it because it's still there as a dormant dream. We didn't express it, we suppressed it. When we suppress something, it moves deeper into our subconscious mind. We have feelings about that suppression, and that suppression, since it's not expressed, turns into depression, turns into despair, turns into dis-ease. Really, it can affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, by suppressing our desires and our dreams and our wants. So think about that. Think about what you really, really want. And what I mean by really, really, really want, you might say, you know, I want a trip around the world. I want a vacation that lasts for 90 days. So, and you might really, really want that. I want that. That's really cool. That's not my on my top of my list, but I want that. That's really good. But when I mean it by really, really, really want, let's get down. Let's dig down deep. What do you really want? You're tired. You're exhausted. You're tired of trading your hours and your time and your life for someone else's dream. You want a break. And 3 months when you didn't have to worry about paying the bills, 3 months when you didn't have to answer the phone and touch an email, sounds really good. So really what you're seeking, what do you really want here, is tranquility, serenity, peace. You want stress to leave you. Now, you may find that through the form that manifests as a 90-day trip around the world. And that, again, that's great, but let's identify the underlying nature of the want and the desire. And then we can look at ways that we can satisfy that. Because we don't want to satisfy that in the temporal, in the temporary ways. We want to get to something that is lasting when we're talking about our dreams and our goals. So that's some of the things that we talk about as we move forward here on the Genesis Frequency. I want to share with you that you really need to be willing. I'm going to share a key to success, and then I want to make an announcement here that's really exciting for this show and for me. But one common denominator that all successful people have, and take this, if you get nothing else out of today's episode, write this down. Successful people form the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. That's it. That's like the number one key to success. You got to start doing the things that, and make it a habit to do the things that failures don't like to do. It's kind of like getting comfortable with the stuff that's uncomfortable. Just think about that. Let that sink in today. Let that be the message. Your willingness is all it takes to move you into your dream. Your willingness, your commitment to it, your positive expectation that it can happen for you. I'd love to have a conversation with you about that. Reach out to me, reach out to my wife. Our company is Success Ocean International. And we do this work. We do Thinking Into Results. We're Proctor Gallagher Consultants, and we just expand from there. You come on board with us. You have us right now anyway. We're not doing this because we can't do it for a long period of time for too many people, but you have us for a lifetime. You come on board, you have us for a lifetime. But we are going to be going to an application process pretty soon because we are being a little picky about who gets into this inner circle. So, because you got to have that willingness, you got to have that positive expectation, you got to really, really want what you want, and then we'll go from there. But that's all in a free consultation. What I wanted to let you know is that this program, this podcast, the Genesis Frequency, just last night I got the word that it was approved by Apple Podcasts. Apple, iTunes, it's all going through a revision, but they're the big boys, the big players, the big place where so many of these really good podcasts live. And then a lot of the other ones, like Stitcher and Clamor and Google, a lot of them get the feed from Apple. Well, I was approved for that. This show was approved for that, I should say. So it'll be accessible and searchable and findable, if that's a word, by many, 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 many more people. So our reach is absolutely growing. And I invite you to share this show, this message with other people, that they can be, do, and have anything they want in this life, as long as they're willing, as long as they're able to do what it takes to make a move in their life and get out of their comfort zone. So anyway, good news. I'll be sending out to those of you that have signed up to get my newsletter. I've been holding off. I haven't sent out a newsletter in several weeks, probably since before the show, because I was waiting for that approval. And then I'm going to have in there a link where you can just put your information in. And Google actually does this. They'll send you an email with every day's episode. It'll go right to your, you don't even have to worry about going to Apple and searching it and finding it or going to my website. You'll get an email notification. Hey, here's today's inspiration. So sign up, get in there on that. Look for my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter if you haven't. Let's spread this word that our dreams absolutely can come true. And one more thing, let's do this today. Let's just say, I am meeting everything with joy and happiness. I talked about that veil. Well, let's wear that. Let's not suppress the depression and the anxiety. Let's call Dr. Kaz and let's talk about it, okay? But let's still wear that joy and happiness today. Walk around with a song in our heart, knowing that there's potential and possibility that's lying dormant within us, and we're about to break free. We're about to break through those chains that are binding us to just this status quo, this as-is, this Groundhog Day way of living. It's time to make a move in your life. So, affirm, I am meeting every day with joy and happiness, with a song and laughter, and with gladness in my heart. Just do that. Your attitude will set the tone for the entire day. It's your choice. You want to be miserable? You can do that too. Miserable doesn't feel good. If you're listening to this, if you hit play and you got this far in this podcast, you know that miserable doesn't feel good and you don't want to feel that. So what do you want to feel? You want to feel good. We all want to feel good. We feel good when we realize our goals and dreams. We feel good when we walk around with joy and happiness and laughter and gladness in our heart. So let's do that today, all right? You've been listening to The Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Kaz. Dr. Kaz and Effect. Dr. Stephen Jake is mine, a PhD on The Genesis Frequency.